It has been 13 years since the world nearly split in two.
Those of us that knew of the cataclysm at the time have tried to move on. However, as the lines between worlds started to thin again, it was only ever a matter of time before something terrible started to pay attention. But who will stand at the gates for us? Why, four employees at Thorn Investigations, of course.
Least I can do for, you know, all that you do for me.
My reflection looked back, distorted.
There's absolutely nothing normal about this.
This wasn't right from the start, so why don't you tell me the bits you're leaving out?
The Thorn Files is a Monster of the Week Actual Play podcast, perfect for fans of mind-bending mysteries and terrifying monsters. We have new episodes coming out every other Friday, and you can find us on whatever podcasting app you use. Join us for our new season in January 2025, or if you'd like, go listen to our first season. Whatever the case, we'll be happy to have you. Just be ready to be scared.
There's a whole parallel version of this story that we're just editing out as we go.
Oh.
If you encounter a question or an answer that you don't want to be included in the game, tap the X card. That content is removed from the game.
Safety, very important.
Cool. If you want an audio instead of the X, I have a bell.
Oh, we could use a bell.
I also have a honk honk horn.
Oh, I know which one I want.
I kind of like that one,
but it's really loud. Can we get them?
Yeah, let's try them out.
Okay.
Sure.
Of course you've got.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Holy shit, myself.
So that was at least 2 meters away from the mic and it still peaked.
Yeah.
I'll keep it out for photos.
Great.
I want the honk of
honk. That's amazing.
Alex doesn't want anything in this game.
We'll hold on to that for our next live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Wait, this is Game of Thrones. No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
She's my aunt.
And my mother.
And also my sister.
And my lover.
Oh. That's a no.
Oh, God.
Not dead loving people, that sounds. I want to say necromancers, but you know, we got there in the end. No, no. Just like, I'm looking at the faces all around the table. No.
These questions are so good.
They are really well crafted.
Mm.
Imagine if there's one that's just a blank card.
Oh,
ooh, what does it mean?
Says ask your own question. Oh my goodness, where the...
For the listeners at home, Josh is confused and is slightly perturbed at all the question that he's being reading.
Selfish. I was going to say lazy, then jealous, and then we got to selfish.
Brilliant.
That's how my brain works, you know?
Oh, you fiend.
You can say no, but I just feel we don't know much about your character, and I feel there's again, drama.
I feel like I should start documenting the faces.
Take pictures
series.
Of us yeah. Reading oh. These cards.
I want to see this in the story, but
yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I don't know if it fits me.
I had the same thing as like I don't know if it fits the character or it's too early on. Or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to pass it to then?
Oh yeah.
Is it just going to go to each of us in turn and then? We'll
could,
be
if
like,
we
nope,
pass
in the
on
fire.
A story on a thing because we feel it's right but not right now, could we put it back in the deck?
No.
Oh.
It's now or never, baby.
Now or never, I'm afraid.
Audio content.
Matt's
colour pauses.
Thinking.
That is one of the rare times that I've ever heard Matt get vaguely snarky. I'll cut the pauses.
No, leave them though, they're funny.
Matt's the queen. We've just been embarrassed by that applause.
You feel tension.
Matt, that's dead air, Matt, that's dead air.
Have you pressed the cord?
That's not Matt. We should have been audio describing.
No, Matt, should there be a light on?
Her daughter's the dead air. I'm here all week. Try the veal.
Big eyes.
Hold that face.
Alex the Snake reads his next card. What will the Viper decide to do?
You've killed once and you'll kill again. Who will it be? No, it's not that.
A ponderous look creeps across the
face.
We need
to add, sound effects. Sure.
I think a lot of your reactions feel like I knew some version of this was coming.
Yes. Are you awake?
Sorry, I've got an epilepsy. I just want to from
this angle, it looked like you were like,
just done.
Just like, no more.
Eloquent.
Succinct.
Yes.
Fuck, that's good, or fuck, I don't want to answer this.
No, you can have it.
I can see why you were in sort of multiple minds about this one. I think I am going to pass it,
yeah.
Actually. We can live without
the decision
that.
Can be yours.
Yeah. Little snort from Alex.
He hasn't laughed at one for a while.
No.
He's thinking.
He's got
about
a devious look on his face.
He gets what I mean. Did you read this and you're like,
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer this question. Okay. I'm just wondering if anyone should answer it.
Mm-hmm. Or is it too powerful?
It's not too powerful. It's just a little bit like, I don't think I'm gonna.
If there's nobody, if you're not excited about,
yeah. I'm like,
that was why I passed one as well. Yeah. Yeah. Like, boring.
I'm looking forward to hearing what the past.
Do you still
want to
answer
are.
One? Do you want to like X that and have another one, or do you just
No. I'll just passy pass and
strip pass.
What did you bring with you that endangers the queen? I know some stuff.
Hugely destabilizing.
Much more enticing an answer than what came to my head, which is. Shit makeup. Oh no, I didn't bring the Essex collection with me.
Oh no, it's all spoiled.
Classic Ellie.
I'm ill prepared.
Her greatest fear.
I hope you like Diamantes.
I need a boots. Yeah.
So basically, all she can do is vajazzle, that's it.
I mean, that's a look.
What, in your eyes, what makes the queen beautiful?
A sparkling vajayjay.
It's just Swarovskis everywhere you look. It's incredible. How did they put them there?
any of these questions can be answered with vajazzle now.
Although the first thing that came to my puerile mind when you said...
Yeah.
She's done a terrible thing. Do you respect her more or less for it? Did she do a horrible poo?
Exactly the same. Exactly the same. I was like, how big was that shit? She taken a photo of it and been like, have you seen the size of this one? It's coming back out of the water.
Why?
It's huge.
Why did the first thing that's come to my head?
Because we are children and there is nothing
bloody
we can
hell.
Do about that.
Because she backed up our travelling privilege.
I'm sorry. If that happens, it is your fault. You're the one feeding us. You know what you're doing.
Stop feeding a goulash.
It's all that rich meat you're giving her. It's the guinea fowl.
I just want to please her. It's what she wants.
Chef, we told you more fibre, please.
I can't say no.
This was a cruel thing to throw out because you know my instinct is to yes and. I want to be a generous improviser and not shut your ideas down.
This was a confession, not an idea.
She goes for one massive shit every 7 days and that's it.
Fucking bear!
Bloody hell.
That's why she's so unkind.
Hey, she has a slow metabolism, okay? She is dead.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's pretty fast for a dead person.
You know, she's doing what she can. The Queen ordered you to do something you knew you would regret.
Was it checking a toilet?
Every time. Every time.
There's a whole parallel version of this story that we're just editing out as we go.
Oh. Can you imagine what a terrible, terrible... We're all distracted by the cat. Yeah. That's what's going on.
I mean, she's worried she's going to fuck stuff up, but she's fine.
Oh.
That phone's going down.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't knock stuff off stuff.
I think she likes the smell. She likes the smell. See? She likes the smell. She has good taste.
Mm-hmm.
What That's is goulash like? That.
They're very wet, very, it's like a stew.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's perfect.
So as long as there's no slurping,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No noodles. Noodles.
Yeah,
well.
Noodles. Goulash comes with noodles, doesn't it? Or rice, I think.
Rice,
I don't know.
So no slurping, you just got to like really go at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a goulash!
You despicable shit. A goulash, really? So good.
Is goulash not good?
No, it's a pun on undead. Ghoul ash.
Oh,
oh,
I didn't mean
it?
To do that.
I was like, that is so highbrow. I was like...
Oh, I'd gone... Had you gone
I'd
there?
Gone there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was just like because goulash apparently is not
great. Same. It's really split the party here.
Yeah, it was a funny thing to say.
No, I thought it was a bad dad joke. That's
what
I was like.
Oh,
right,
can we re-record and I'll say yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's ghoul and dash. Like, no, paella. No, something really difficult to make on the road. Like, it's the hardest thing you can ask to make on the road. Yeah, and be like that.
Lots of chorizo, yeah.
Something that needs really fresh ingredients in like a big kitchen.
Brought the portable oven wagon.
Oh, God. When was the last time the Queen criticised you? I mean, it could be something frivolous, like, you know, she didn't like my goulash.
Look at my poo! It's massive!
Look what you made me poo!
But I think actually what would hurt me more was the critique around my warrior role.
Oh, right, okay.
She's blocked you out of her emotion palace.
Look at this guy with the front door keys in his hand, eh?
I was going to say she opened the window for him, but yeah.
Climb in!
You were once summoned to a private meeting with the Queen.
Ooh.
Why did you feel disappointed afterwards?
No booty call.
Yeah, was it in the toilet?
Never meet your heroes.
No.
Oh, no.
He was like, I'm going to get lucky after how many years training?
Oh my goodness,
like
my
whole life.
A,
yeah. And finally, I get to bed the Queen. No.
And she's on the toilet. Oh,
no.
I'm not into that.
<That's a good laughs>
It's not my thing, but I won't judge her for it.
Oh my God, what are we doing to this poor woman?
Scat food! We're cutting all this out, right?
I have to purge that from the records. Can't risk that.
Oh, thing, she's very busy purging it. Back end.
That turns those that set of films into a whole different sort of category.
The purge.
The purge.
One day, all citizens of the US must go to the toilet all at once.
Okay.
They're all, like, so severely...
dehydrated?
No, not decomposed.
Afterwards?
But when you don't go to the toilet...
Constipated.
Just not enough fibre.
Yeah.
Also, there's a very famous scene in something related to this, tangentially, you know, the Game of Thrones thing where the dad is talking to
Tyrion.
Tyrion on the toilet.
Literally on the toilet. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
You get a crossbar.
Important things
to
happen
your
in the fruit.
Noble parts, yeah. But you know.
Noble parts. I wouldn't be calling that.
It's a Spanish translation.
Is it really?
We say partes nobles. Yeah, it's like a way of calling
parts.
Your noble parts.
Is it only for male genitalia?
I don't think so.
Okay, good, because that would be especially.
Would you like to meet the Duchess?
She's pleased to see you. She'll give you a warm welcome.
She's winking at you.
She's so bedazzled.
It's a sparkly Duchess.
Only the best diamonds for her.
Can someone Google how do you check if you've all got heat stroke?
I think it's if you have conversations like this
one. We're doing the hot drink thing. I don't know if it's working.
Holding onto Manny in black books with his hot water bottle.
Oh yeah. With his little heat be gone booties.
Dave
Syndrome.
Oh, it's a spicy one.
Well, no, it could be, but I don't think that's...
Sorry.
Are you getting a bit flustered?
It wouldn't be appropriate for me to take it in that direction. All right. Love Island.
I was saying, yeah. It's like a YA novel. We're literally writing a YA novel.
We chose the plate armor, skull face, fallen angel queen, and we are in full YA romance
yep.
territory.
We're passing notes to each other, but like, I know who fancies you.
My friend says you're fit.
Josh and Alex sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I mean...
Josh just made a lip-smacking noise.
You had a vivid dream about the Queen.
Ooh.
What about it surprised you?
All her teeth fell out, and then I was at school, and I was waiting for an exam, and my words fell off.
So many callbacks we could have on this card. It's fine.
It's a great time of the game for this to come up.
Yeah. I won't mention it yet.
What weren't you going to mention, Marta?
Nothing at all.
It was of the Queen...
sat on a throne.
Think of the massive pool again.
No, I said throne. That's what I don't know
what you mean.
In your eyes, what makes the Queen ugly?
Oh. Is she smelly?
Nothing. The faint smell of decay. Does her face ever pop off?
Your Highness, you've dropped your face.
She might need to keep her cool to make sure that all the parts stay
cool.
Call
for hair and makeup.
Yeah. Get the staple gun.
I would say that she's, yeah.
So, I think. Unlike One Direction, you don't think that the only thing that makes her beautiful is the fact she doesn't know she's beautiful.
Correct.
Yeah.
I wonder where that was something One Direction were known for.
Yeah, that's
that. That's like their most famous song.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
If you listen to the lyrics, it's quite upsetting. They're basically saying, we love that you kind of hate yourself and you're negging yourself all the time. That's really hot.
Yeah. You think you're ugly. So pretty. You're like, what?
I hate our court minstrels, One Direction.
Yes.
Bring me Sir Harry of Styles. I wish to speak to him.
Oh, no, he's a good one.
Yeah, he's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, his music on his own is pretty decent.
Yeah.
It was a good album. Anyway.
What do you do for the Queen that no one else could? Well.
Can't have cloaking. We've already had cloaking.
I'm the secondary layer of cloaking. She's wife two, actually. It's not just the one.
It's like second violin.
Yeah.
Pretty. Aww. They need to be there too.
The Queen made a dire threat before this journey began. Do you think she'll carry it out?
Ooh.
Ooh.
A dire threat. A dire threat.
It's a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It's dire. And not in the Danny sort of...
No.
Oh, you schlag.
I'll cut ya.
I'll cut ya.
That's a dire threat.
That's a dire threat.
Yeah. Fucking chin the can.
Push her down the stairs. Sorry, apples and pears.
I love the fact that he corrects himself to be more Cockney. Yes.
Remember, you're a Cockney, Danny. You're a Cockney.
It's not Essex, he's the East End.
Oh, I'm Cockney.
Fits in with her dire threats as well, if she's calling you Sunshine. All right, Sunshine.
Double-edged sword. It doesn't have to be super pernicious, you know, an ambush. You know, I don't know.
Maybe it's a surprise.
Maybe they want an autograph from the Queen. It's like, I really want a photo with her.
Ooh, is it going to be a flash mob?
Yeah. Are they going to do a dance? Everyone loves a flash mob.
It's like an ambush couturing, like a drive-by suiting. Like they're just going to descend, ambush and give her a makeover.
Mm.
Ambush Queer Eye.
Kiss
was
my
it,
baby.
Yeah, was it the Fab Five?
Yeah.
What was that?
Kiss my baby.
just a bunch of women be like, kiss the babe, please. That's a thing they do, right?
Yeah. With that intonation every time. Kiss the baby.
I was like, what is going on in this corner? Just say, kiss my bed.
Because, Matt, you do cloaking, you do fighting and food, advice, family support.
We'll find out when the questions come out.
I guess, and makeup. But, like, I was just wondering, like, this really dangerous thing, we seem a little weak. I'm sorry. Unless we have, like secret... I'm really interested in seeing if we have secret skills, because we're going to get killed, boys.
I don't know if you've seen the artwork of what she's like. I think
know,
she could
but...
probably...
Also, well, we have established that I can speak to squirrels, so
I think that's actually
quite powerful.
I mean, we've...
Ellie's character's a formidable fighter. The Queen's a formidable fighter.
Yeah.
Okay,
you've got magic.
Two.
And Alex is wise, potentially. Mm-hmm.
206.
I can speak to the birds, the bees, and the squirrels. It's canon now.
Yeah,
so...
but that's not necessarily wise, is it?
I know there's some friction. There's some friction happening here.
All we know about your ability as an advisor is that you're...
You know nothing.
We know you're a posh boy. That's all we know. I actually quite like that we've currently got the balance of three nobles and two kind of pulled up by bootstraps.
Yeah, two scumbags and then three nobles.
Me.
Exactly. Is there a lot of tension between you two because you call the squirrels to talk to them, but then you throw them straight in the pot and we have them for dinner?
Oh, God. It's terrible because we keep referencing other IPs, but this warrior cook thing, is this not the meshy dungeon situation? We kill a monster, we eat a monster.
I don't know what it is, a new
anime. It's a darling Japanese anime where there's like a bunch of adventurers, D&D style, going through dungeons and they come across monsters that they kill and eat, I believe.
It's on Netflix as
and
Delicious in Dungeon.
Cool little recipes. And it's like not dark. It's like supposed to be very charming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anime food and just watching drawings of Ghibli and
delicious.
So I feel like there's some crossover here.
Okay.
What's the biggest drama choice you can make?
Biggest drama choice.
Put the cat amongst the squirrels.
Face of a squirrel, body of a serpent. They call him Squirpent.
Form of a beast.
Chimeric entity.
Was the advice that you gave to do with squirrels, or was it something else?
As a multifaceted and talented individual, not all of my advice is to do with squirrels, Josh. So I thank you to remember that going forward.
That's your Majesty, Princess Josh.
It's your royal Joshness, actually.
But yeah, no, it wasn't to do with squirrels. I think it was just to remind her to not forget something, where I was just more of a me trying to help out and sort of just carefully, and I whispered it to her, but she just shouted
it
out to everyone.
She took it as patronising or demeaning.
Yeah.
Questioning her ability.
Mansplaining, maybe.
Yeah, mansplaining.
Be like, don't forget to pack your tampons, babe.
The ones that have lead or poison in them.
It's a 5-day journey, so I packed 300 for you.
Thanks, NASA.
Oh, glorious. But yeah, no, 300 are coming with us for the undead queen.
Good luck, man, concealing all that. Yeah. And the 50 horses just carrying dump.
Yeah, just we get robbed on the highway, and they were like, give us all of your... tampons? Why have you got so many tampons? What are you planning? I don't like this. I'm creeped out by these. No, sorry, this robbery's off. We're leaving. These people are odd.
Oh, the most affected events.
Yeah.
Oh,
tune into Merely Role Players, where we can have gothic lands and undead queens and broken monsters and also tampon jokes.
Turns out Alex Pankhurst can ruin anything.
Yeah. I'm here to help.
This is valuable. We are demystifying and destigmatizing period talk.
Yeah,
very true.
Yeah.
All the menstruating folks out there, we feel you.
This is what's missing from all those Souls games.
You've got if you are a menstruating character, you've got to constantly have a supply of tampons.
Yeah, you should be able to
of about 100
stuff in games. Like, you know, you pick up, like, I don't know, first aid packs and weapons and stuff. Yeah.
Would you want to, though, use random numbers you pick up in the world?
Okay, if they're in a sealed packet or in one of those nice little baskets in a pub toilet.
Okay.
A monster dropped these.
It's like a dragon dropped it, like,
When you
slice
said
singe, still good.
When you said in a basket, and I know the ones you're talking about, but yeah. I immediately thought there's someone going around with a little sort of
Red Riding Hood
basket covered with a gingham, red and white gingham cloth. And inside it's just tampons. Yeah.
Don't bother taking this to grandmother. She doesn't need them anymore.
Oh, that's amazing. So,
Grandma, why are you so warm?
Just a basket full of HRT. See, we can do the menopause too.
I know you've been going through the big change, Grandma, but you look like a wolf. Is that part of it? Is that...
Leave me alone, that's my hormones!
Maybe, yeah. Maybe Red Riding Hood is all about menstruation and
menopause.
Well, people do think it's about menstruation and like puberty and coming of age, but menopause hasn't come into it before, so that's interesting. Try getting a smear test, mate.
I have tried.
In you come, crank, rush, and off you go. Bye. Next one.
She was ruling with an iron fist and was especially harsh on her own family.
Would you say that she did not want to build a snowman?
Yes.
Did you remind her that it didn't have to be a snowman?
No. Whenever she would get upset, I would go to her and I would say, don't internalise it, just let it go.
Are we going to get sued?
How close can we go?
How close can we get?
If we don't sing it, it's fine.
Sing what?
Exactly, Alex.
Very good.
Oh no, the minions are here.
Really getting close now. Any of these cards can be the end card. And, you know, we can put as much or as little detail as we want on what under attack means.
Yeah.
Whether this is the promised ambush, whether this is a beast in the wildlands, or whether this is...
A verbal attack.
Yeah, exactly. It can be any kind of thing.
You slag. Someone added it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Boy, leave her alone.
But whatever it is, Ellie's character, the cook, the bodyguard, leaps to her defence.
The queen is cancelled. I have to say, Alex, you don't have martial abilities, but you can talk to squirrels. This is the time to call upon your armies of the forest
maybe
to come fight for us.
Maybe
that's a thing to consider.
Quite a helpful thing to have.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Quite wise, actually.
Yeah. Pelting nuts.
Yeah. We don't like, within the squirrel community, talking about pelting.
I'm so sorry. That was really
insensitive.
Very, very insensitive.
Sorry, I'm not well schooled in the squirrel culture.
No, that's fine. We're all here to learn.
Yeah, I'm
we're
open
all here
to learning.
Maybe the advisor goes to speak to the beast, being like, hey, you know the dinosaur scene that the dinosaur beast with dinosaurs in Jurassic Park? And they're like, no.
He ends up being more like the guy on the toilet in the first one.
Yeah, that's cute.
You're gonna get eaten by a giant squirrel.
No!
Not Nutty Nutkins.
The big boss squirrel.
Et tu,
Nutty.
Everyone here needs therapy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And a cuddle.
Yeah.
Is this what this is?
Studio production from Merely Role Players, starring Alexander Pankhurst, Marta De Silva, Josh Yard, Ellie Pitkin, and me, Matt Boothman. I edited and produced this episode, and the theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst. We were playing For the Queen, the second edition, by Alex Roberts, published by Darrington Press at darringtonpress.com. Merely Role Players is a Foggy Outline production. in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on. Foggy Outline, undivide your world.